This week's parsha, both sides, Parshas Kisisa. It's also Parshas Parah as well. And I'm not sure if we'll get to Parshas Parah in the Shmuz, but at least a very important idea in Parshas Kisisa that I want to share with you, that I think is very, very, very fundamental in terms of helping us understand what it means to be an observant and a committed Jew. In the middle of the parsha, we have the story of the Chet HaEgel, and we know that after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe was on Har Sinai. Moshe doesn't come down in time, and Bnei Yisrael start having they make an eagle. They throw it into the fire. It comes out. They dance around the eagle, and Moshe comes down and he sees this whole thing, and he takes the luchos and he smashes the luchos. Chazal say, the Gemara Brachos teaches, that he was commended for smashing the luchos. It says, Asher Shibarta, Yasher Koach, Sher Shibarta. It was good that you broke the luchos. It was funny, but it was besated Moshe broke the luchos. But that's not enough. So much so, how incredible is breaking the luchos? If you look at the last Rashi on the Torah, the last pasuk in Parashat Bezos HaBracha, the Torah says the following words, Ulechol hayad chazaka, ulechol amarah gadol, all the great wonders, all the mighty hand, asher asa Moshe, that Moshe did, le'enei kol Yisrael, in front of all the Jews, chazak, means chazak, simchas Torah, right? What does that mean? Says Rashi. What does it mean, le'enei kol Yisrael, shenaso libo, lishbor aluchos le'eneim? Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos in front of the Jewish people. That's the end of the Torah. And that's like the highlight, so to speak, of Moshe in his life. And he smashed the luchos, as it says, "Va'ashabrim." In this week's parasha, and I broke them le'enechem to your eyes. And God agreed. That's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's how the Torah ends off. That Moshe smashed the luchos. What is going on over here? What is the pshat over here? What's the greatness of Moshe, as depicted by the fact that he broke the luchos? I saw a very, very nice pshat in this sefer called Mimini Michael, written by one of the rabbeim. I think a British Rebbe in Nativ, Aryeh. His name is Michael Fodder. Rav Michael Fodder. He has a very, very nice idea. Beautiful thought. He doesn't say who he's quoting. He's quoting somebody else. It says like this. Moshe's highlight of his career was getting the Torah. Going up to Har Sinai. The only man that ascended to above Har Sinai with Hashem for 40 days, 40 nights. Got the whole Torah. The ultimate goal of his mission, the pinnacle, the peak of Moshe Rabbeinu's job is getting the luchos and giving them to Bnei Yisrael. Correct? We understand that, obviously. Here's the point, though. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he saw what he saw. He saw the Chet HaEgel. He saw them dancing on the eagle. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, you know what? I'm stopping right here. Even though my whole life's mission is going to be jeopardized, even though everything I worked so hard for to achieve is going to be flushed down the tubes. Because after all, he had no idea there's going to be another Torah and Luchos Shnios. Moshe was willing to risk everything he worked his whole life to become for what was MS, for what was true, for what was the will of Hashem. And that's why this big in Luchos is so meaningful, because it shows us how Moshe was so committed as the ultimate Eved Hashem, that even though it meant giving up on his own personal life's mission, his own personal dream, his own personal goal, but there was something higher, which is the will of Hashem, which reigned superior on Moshe's values, and therefore Moshe broke the luchos, and that's the highlight of breaking the luchos. And he brings here a very, very beautiful Gemara, a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, actually, on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, there was a Tana named Shimon HaAmsuni. Shimon HaAmsuni. And his job, he had a hobby. His hobby was to darshan every S in the Torah. Every time it says the word S or et, he had a drasha for it. And he went from Bereishis, Shmos, and the word S appears many times in the Torah. And he had a drasha for every single S. And he gets to Sefer Devarim, and he gets to the pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You should fear God. And he says, what could that include? Who could that include? He says, you know what? I'm pulling out. I'm stopping. And he says, you know what? It must be whatever I darshaned about, I don't know, because I have nothing to include with this word S. The Gemara said, he said to himself, Kishim, just like Shekibalti Schar ala Drisha, just like I received reward for all the drashot that I made, Kach Kibalti Schar ala Prisha. So too, I got Schar for stepping back. Can you imagine his life's mission? Every S, he's working hard, toiling. He gets the one, he can't do it. He doesn't say, you know what, I'm pushing through anyway. He says, you know what, I'm yielding to higher authority. And I'll get rewarded for not saying something like Moshe Rabbeinu was rewarded for throwing in his whole life's mission for the sake of something higher, for the sake of something greater. This idea is a very, very important idea, an important theme. It comes up by a lot of our avos nimos. I'll give you one other example, and then I'll bring it home to us. One other example I think we have by Avram Avinu, the same idea. Avram Avinu comes to the Akedah. Avram passes the test. What was the test of the Akedah? This was the test. The test was Avram spent his whole life telling everybody there's one God, and he's a merciful God, and monotheism is the way. And now all of a sudden that God says, go slaughter your son? How do you do it? And the answer is, because I yield. There's something higher than my dream of spreading monotheism in the world. It's God Himself. This is the Ribono Shel Olam Himself. That's the theme that comes out from the breaking of the Luchos, number one, from Shimon HaAmsuni, number two, and from Avraham Avinu, number three. And now I want to just close with the following practical piece of contemporary, if you will, example of this idea, and then we'll dive into the Chavetz Shem. Sorry? One second. Aaron Lichtenstein, on his the Rosh Hashiva of Kush, on his tombstone, it said two words. Here is buried Aaron Lichtenstein, two words. Oved Hashem. The servant of Hashem. I recently spoke to one of his Talmidim, close Talmidim, he told me the following. He said, whatever Rav Aaron did, he did with this question in mind. What does Hashem want from me now? What can I do now that will be the will of Hashem? That's Eved Hashem. Moshe is called Eved Hashem. Aaron Lichtenstein was. I sat in the shir for 2 years. Someone we had a chance to rub shoulders with a little bit to see his. No, he came to Gruss. Point being, this is the goal. This is the idea. The breaking of Luchos is so important because it tells us what it means to be an Eved Hashem. You should be zocher on both sides to always ask this question: what does Hashem want from me to become the greatest of the Hashem possible? Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Sam.